So yeah, I was just down just about an hour ago at Occupy Wall Street at Square Victoria. Things looking really, really good. A lot of people set up with their tents and everything. Clearly, they're in it for the long haul. A lot of good energy. People, you know, drumming and handing food out and stuff like that. As an activist and a lefty, I have to say, just being on air right now, that I'm so entirely excited by this movement. I don't think I can remember a time in my lifetime at all. I'm 22. When class issues have been brought to the forefront in the mainstream media in the same way that they have by this particular movement, and in particular on such a global scale. So I just wanted to say that and
it's
yeah,
really
give my
inspiring.
Little.
I totally agree.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, and right now, as promised, we're going to bring you down to Square Victoria in downtown Montreal, and just going to press this little button here, and we'll be ready. Hopefully our people down there will be ready. There's Courtney Kirkby, Tim McSorley, and Isaac, the tech guy.
Isaac the man. Okay. Yeah, so we're going to be doing a live broadcast there from now until 4 o'clock, so stay tuned. Listen
in the financial district of New York City and is now spreading globally. The grassroots movement was inspired by the Arab Spring revolutions and sparked a growing discontent with the lack of reforms in the financial sector and with the fact that 1% of the population owns 50% of national wealth. They are protesting at Square Victoria today on behalf of the other 99%. Throughout our broadcast, we'll hear the voices of community activists speaking about homelessness, poverty, and gentrification, as well as perspectives on First Nations struggles and related Occupy movements across the world. Stay with us.
Come from state money in university. You find yourself in a...
So we're now live at Occupy Montreal. My name's Tim McSorley. You're listening to Funky Revolutions on CKT, a live broadcast from Square Victoria here in Montreal. It's been raining, but it's just starting to clear up. There's probably about 3,000 people down here at Square Victoria today, basically here to express themselves and to join into the international Occupy movement. Again, you're listening to CKT 90.3 FM live in Square Victoria in Montreal. My name's Tim McSorley. I'm here with Sophie Toupin.
Oui, merci Tim. Alors, avec nous, comme première entrevue, nous allons avoir la chance de parler à Amir Kadir de Québec solidaire. Alors, Amir, tout d'abord, merci d'être parmi nous.
Ben, merci pour vous autres de faire ça, d'organiser ça. C'est une chance d'abord pour les citoyens du Québec que des jeunes, des moins jeunes, se soient donnés comme mot d'ordre de participer au mouvement international qui est en train de se bâtir. J'espère que c'est le début de quelque chose qui peut commencer par renommer cette place Square Victoria. Franchement, hein, ça appartient à un autre siècle. Je pense que c'est un petit carré maintenant de la victoire de la raison sur la cupidité, de la victoire sur la raison, de la raison et de la justice économique sur l'idée que se font certains gens qu'on peut continuer comme ça sans regarder devant nous un système de surproduction, de surconsommation, avec d'énormes crises environnementales en conséquence, puis qu'en plus, qui fait en sorte que la prospérité est complètement entre les mains d'une poignée d'individus très riches, très puissants, qui non seulement possèdent tous les pouvoirs économiques, et maintenant ont pris le contrôle de nos institutions démocratiques. Et il y a maintenant, je ne sais pas, 500, 600 personnes ici, depuis ce matin, qui disent non, il faut savoir dire non.
Et puis, la position de Québec solidaire par rapport au mouvement Occupons Montréal, quelle est-elle?
Alors, écoute, comme on vient du mouvement altermondialiste, c'est-à-dire qu'à sa naissance, Québec solidaire tirait ses premiers éléments, ses premiers militants des mouvements anti-globalisation marchande, du mouvement anti-guerre, ça nous ressemble, puis on est dans notre élément. On n'a pas pris de position officielle, mais il va de soi que des gens qui sortent dans la rue pour poser les mêmes questions qu'on a posées en 2009. C'est-à-dire, en 2009, on a produit une brochure qui disait dépasser le capitalisme, point d'interrogation, pour dire que la crise financière, c'était une alarme qui pourrait nous offrir une opportunité pour poser des questions plus importantes, plus fondamentales sur le genre de société dans lequel on est. Donc, dans cet esprit-là, nous sommes tout à fait en diapason de ce qui se fait ici. Maintenant, c'est un mouvement citoyen, spontané. Ça, ils vont prendre des décisions cet après-midi, d'après ce que je comprends, puis nous, on va voir. Mais en partant, l'idée qu'il faut une initiative internationale, qu'il y a une voix pour la population, que ce n'est pas vrai que le système est décidé une fois pour toutes, puis qu'il n'y a rien à faire, que les humains, les citoyens, les communautés, les peuples ont un rôle dans l'histoire, ça c'est très important. Finalement, le clin d'œil au printemps arabe, c'est ça. Qu'est-ce qui se passait dans les pays arabes lorsqu'il y a eu la révolution en Égypte, lorsqu'il y a eu le soulèvement en Tunisie? C'est que pour beaucoup de gens, d'observateurs, il n'y avait rien à faire. C'était des systèmes figés dans l'histoire où il n'y avait aucune force qui pouvait les atteindre. Or, le peuple tunisien, le peuple égyptien, puis ensuite le peuple libyen, chacun dans des circonstances différentes, évidemment, avec toutes les critiques qu'on peut apposer, ont démontré qu'il y a une place pour les peuples dans l'histoire. Malgré le fait que le système soit très fort, malgré le fait que la mainmise de certaines élites sur tout ça semble absolue, le peuple peut reprendre le contrôle sur son destin.
Et quels sont certains des grands enjeux, selon vous, pour le Québec, du mouvement Occupons Montréal?
Mais regarde, il y a un enjeu immédiat qui est très relié à tout le scandale de la corruption. Qu'est-ce que les gens disent ici? C'est qu'on ne veut pas que ce soit une petite élite qui prenne les grandes décisions à notre place. Or, quand on regarde, par exemple, les grandes orientations du gouvernement du Québec en matière d'infrastructure, en matière de développement énergétique et tout ça, je pense à la Romaine, les décisions des dernières années ont été prises en fonction des intérêts d'une petite élite qui finance le Parti libéral, qui ont pris le contrôle donc des institutions démocratiques de manière directe et indirecte. Ce que disent ici les gens, c'est pareil, c'est qu'au niveau international, nos choix de société sont faits actuellement par une petite élite financière, par une petite élite économique qui tire vers lui tout le pouvoir. Ça ne peut plus continuer, c'est intolérable.
Et pour conclure, est-ce que vous avez des mots à dire au mouvement Occupons Montréal?
Ben, j'espère que cette occupation sera un jour permanent par la participation des gens. C'est sûr que nous, on sera avec vous autres, mais j'espère que les gens verront aussi dans Québec solidaire un moyen pour, au niveau institutionnel, apporter des changements. Tout ne se fait pas en politique, mais on ne peut rien faire de durable si on ne change pas les institutions politiques pour qu'on ne puisse pas permettre à cette élite minoritaire et souvent corrompue de contrôler nos destins.
Amir Kadir de Québec solidaire, merci beaucoup pour cette entrevue.
Merci beaucoup.
Merci.
Alors, vous écoutez CKUT 90,3 FM. On est ici à Square Victoria. You're listening to CKUT 90.3 FM here at Square Victoria for Occupy Montreal. There's hundreds of people out here, maybe even thousands. The sun's finally coming out. People are here with signs that say Wall Street BS. I don't know if I can say the S word live on radio. The power of the people is stronger than the people in power. There's lots of energy here. Hopefully more people are going to come down throughout the day. We're going to be here till 4 o'clock broadcasting live. And we're going to be speaking to lots of people over the next 2 hours. We're going to have people who are here just as individuals who are here to express themselves and their political opinions. We're going to be speaking with a representative from UNACA, the union at McGill that's on strike, to find out what's been going on there. We're going to have a panel on decolonized Montreal, about the issues around the fact that Montreal is already a colonized area, that there's a lot of issues around indigenous communities that need to be brought to the forefront. We'll be going with that later on in the show. And we'll also be having international perspectives, talking with activists who have been in touch with folks in Egypt and Syria about what's going on around the world. So we have a lot coming up for the next 2 hours. Ça va être en anglais et en français. On va aller entre les deux. On va jouer la musique aussi. On espère juste apporter un peu d'énergie et aussi de parler des enjeux, de pourquoi il y a tant de gens ici à Montréal et aussi à travers Canada et le monde aujourd'hui pour le mouvement Occupons Ensemble. Alors, maintenant, on va aller avec notre prochaine entrevue.
Oui, Tim. Alors, on est avec Barbara Legault, qui est une militante féministe radicale. Alors, bonjour, Barbara.
Salut, salut.
On est très content que tu sois parmi nous. Alors, Barbara, est-ce que tu peux nous expliquer certaines des raisons qui t'ont amené à venir au mouvement Occupons Montréal aujourd'hui?
Oui, ça sort-tu ça, ouais. Oui, ben d'abord, c'est clair que pour moi ici, on est dans un espace où il y a un paquet de criminels qui font leur travail tous les jours dans les tours autour de nous, que ce soit au centre du commerce mondial ou dans les grosses crises de business autour. Et ces criminels-là, qu'est-ce qu'ils nous font? Ils nous font la guerre. Ils nous font la guerre ici au nord. Ils nous font la guerre au sud. Ils font surtout la guerre aux femmes, aux autochtones, aux personnes racisées, aux personnes handicapées, aux personnes transsexuelles. Et cette guerre-là, c'est une guerre qui est violente. Elle nous amène pas toujours à saigner physiquement, mais elle nous amène dans la pauvreté, elle nous amène dans des problèmes de santé, elle nous amène à souffrir de plus en plus quotidiennement. Et je pense qu'il faut dénoncer la haute finance qui prend en otage le monde de toutes sortes de façons. Il faut dénoncer les systèmes qui sont derrière la haute finance. Les systèmes sont le capitalisme, le racisme, le patriarcat. Il y en a plein d'autres qu'on peut nommer, mais c'est les principaux. Je pense qu'il faut pas s'en tenir à juste dire qu'on est contre les banques. Il faut comprendre les banques. Qui est-ce qui leur permet d'exister? Qui est-ce qui leur donne de l'argent pour qu'ils continuent? La rue est surtout aux autochtones qui sont traditionnellement les personnes qui nous ont pas invités ici, qui nous ont pas donné le droit d'être là. J'espère que tout le monde prend conscience de ça. Qui font tout ce qui est là. Et cet espace-là, ici, c'est à nous. La rue est à nous, le trottoir est à nous, le parc est à nous. On a le droit de l'occuper. On est tout en tabarnak contre qu'est-ce qu'on est en train de se faire faire. On est en train de se faire fourrer matin, midi, soir, puis même pendant la nuit. Fait que Chris, cet espace-là, il est à nous. Puis on est aussi bien de l'occuper jusqu'à ce que ça bouge.
Dans les derniers jours, on a vu... En fait, il y a eu certains débats entourant le terme « Occupons Montréal ». Est-ce que tu peux nous renseigner sur un peu les raisons de pourquoi il y a des gens qui peuvent potentiellement s'opposer à ou préfèrent utiliser un autre mot que « occupation » ?
C'est quoi l'autre mot?
Décolonisation.
C'est la décolonisation.
Ben moi, je suis de l'école... En fait, je suis tout à fait d'accord avec l'idée d'utiliser la notion de décolonisation pour à peu près un peu ce que je viens de dire. C'est-à-dire, on vit sur un territoire occupé, mais la majorité d'entre nous sommes des occupants et occupantes. On se fait aussi fourrer par des encore plus occupants, mais nous-mêmes, on est sur un territoire autochtone qui nous a pas été cédé, sur lequel on n'a pas été invité, sur lequel certaines personnes se sont fait offrir de rester en ayant des contacts directs avec les communautés autochtones, mais c'est un territoire colonisé. Alors de dire « décolonisons Montréal » plutôt que « occupons Montréal », je pense que c'est de prendre une position politique claire pour la décolonisation au Québec, au Canada, justement dans ces espaces qu'on a créés comme des États-nations en tuant le monde, en organisant un génocide des peuples autochtones, en violant les femmes autochtones, en assimilant, en tuant, en enfermant dans des écoles de... Comment ils s'appellent, là? Des pensionnats! Bref, tout ça, c'est pas juste de l'histoire de quelque chose qui s'est passé avant, c'est quelque chose qui continue de se passer avec la loi sur les Indiens et ainsi de suite. Donc, je pense qu'il faut absolument reconnaître qu'on est en ce moment sur un territoire occupé et qu'il faut le décoloniser. Si on veut combattre la haute finance, il va commencer par falloir combattre l'occupation qu'on est à laquelle on contribue.
Et on va continuer avec cette discussion plus tard. On va avoir un panel avec plusieurs représentants de Décolonisons Montréal et qui travaillent en solidarité avec les peuples autochtones pour en parler plus de tous ces enjeux plus tard dans l'émission. Merci beaucoup, Barbara.
C'est bon.
So you're listening to CKIT, vous écoutez CKIT 96.3 FM, 90.3 FM. Normally this is Funky Revolutions, but today we're live from Square Victoria with Occupy and Decolonize Montreal. On est ici à Square Victoria pour Occupons Montréal, Décolonisons Montréal. Et on va être ici jusqu'à 4 heures. We'll be live on the air till 2 p.m. Also, this is a joint, what's that? Till 4 p.m., sorry. We'll be on till 4 p.m., even longer. So just stay with us. It's a joint broadcast between CKUT and the Media Co-op. You can find news from across Canada at mediacoop.ca/occupy. There's live updates throughout the day of all kinds of actions going on across the country. Now we're going to speak with Josh Pavin, who's with Munaca, a union at McGill, and we're going to talk a bit about what's going on there and also just how it fits into the Occupy movement. Thanks for joining us, Josh.
Oh, my pleasure.
And so can you just explain a bit, what is Munaca, and why have we seen so many folks from Munaca down here at the square today?
Yeah, Munaca stands for the McGill University Non-Academic Certified Association, and we're the union that represents the 1,700 full-time or permanent support staff at McGill. We've been on strike. We're now in week 7 of the strike, fighting for parity with other universities, a voice in terms of pensions and benefits, and respecting seniority in terms of scheduling.
Excellent. And so why was it important for Munaca to come down today to the square? It's not an explicitly, it's not a rally explicitly about McGill or necessarily about unions, but obviously there seems to be themes in common. Can you talk about why people came down today?
Yeah, I mean, I think everyone understands it as part of the same struggle. You've got a small percentage of the population who's disconnected from the majority of the people who they're making these decisions on behalf of. And they're using arguments of financial responsibility in order to execute these austerity measures, and we're out on the picket line saying enough is enough.
Right. Can you talk a little bit more, maybe as somebody who's involved in labor activism, just about the broader issue with the Harper government and with the Quebec government towards labor organizing and a bit more on the austerity measures?
Well, I think we've seen it in terms of the postal workers, in terms of the Air Canada employees. It's not a government that's friendly to labor.
Right, and for Air Canada employees, it was just this week that they basically found a loophole to avoid the flight attendants being able to go on strike. They're still in negotiations.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, and so for you in general, maybe just, I don't know if you're only here as somebody with Munaca, but maybe just as a Montrealer, as somebody who cares about these issues, what brings you personally down to Square Victoria today?
I mean, I think it's been about seeing the movement happening across North America. And just not being able to stand on the sides as it's going on.
Do you think you'll be camping out here over the next few days, or how long do you think you'll be around for?
Well, I'll be around for definitely for the rest of the day. We'll see about overnight.
Right.
Maybe it's cold outside.
Yeah. If people want to find out more about what's going on with Munaca and what's going on at McGill, is there a way they can either lend support or solidarity or find out more information?
Yeah, if you check out www.munaca.com, or on Facebook, it's Munaca Strike en Grève, I believe.
Great, thank you very much. Thanks.
And as we like to say, we're 1,700 members strong. We're too big to fail.
That's excellent. So you're listening to CKUT 90.3 FM live from Square Victoria. Vous écoutez CKUT 90.3 FM en direct de Square Victoria aujourd'hui pour Occupant Montréal, décolonisant Montréal. It's Occupy Montreal, decolonize Montreal. There's hundreds, perhaps thousands, it's hard to see the entire crowd from here, down in Square Victoria. The sun's out, so hopefully it's going to have even more people come out throughout the day. There's tents going up, there's a family section, there's music, there's workshops, there's tons of people, so hopefully more and more folks, if you're listening to this, are going to come down to the square, join us here, and engage with everyone else who's come down today. I think we have our next interview all lined up. I'm going to pass this over to Stefan Christophe.
Yeah, as mentioned, we're live at Square Victoria and calling on everybody to come down and join the protest movement that has now taken to downtown Montreal. We're live here on CKUT 90.3 FM with Jaggi Singh. Good day.
Hey. First of all, I think we should stop calling it Square Victoria. Je pense qu'il faut arrêter d'appeler ça le Carré Victoria. Peut-être on peut faire un vote, mais le Carré des Peuples, le Carré Libération, People's Square, Liberation Square, Michel Chartrand, Place Michel Chartrand, aussi. I don't know. But ever since I moved to Montreal, I'm not from here, I'm from Toronto, when I saw that statue, I want that statue to come down. So I'm hoping, I don't know, I'm dreaming a bit here, but I think we should rename the square because Victoria Square does not speak to the people. Queen Victoria was a colonist, oppressor of people in Ireland, people in India, les Québécois. So on that level, I think we should rename the square.
So at 3 o'clock today, there's a general assembly, and one of the main points is going to be proposals on renaming this square. So everybody should come down and participate to rename this square where people have gathered. Jaggi, you are participating today with a contingent called Decolonize Montreal. Maybe explain a bit about your presence today.
We're right behind the Fuck Capitalism banner, behind Queen Victoria. The purpose of the Decolonize Montreal, the purpose of the Decolonize Montreal contingent is, first of all, to be in solidarity with the Occupy Wall Street movement all over the world. People are opposing a system that exploits them, and that's great. It's important to be there and to dialogue. But we also want to name that system, and we name that system a capitalist system, the system of capitalism. A lot of people think we can have a friendly, gentler kind of capitalism or reform it. And our view is to think that you can reform capitalism is a lot like thinking you can make a tiger into a vegetarian. There's something inherently problematic and exploitive about that system, so we want to bring forward that message. We also want to bring forward the message that was being explained earlier by Barbara about how we should talk about decolonization. And what that means is, first of all, understanding that while we're part of the 99%, not all of us are treated the same within the 99%. There are people who are poor. There are people who are marginalized. There are single moms. There are people who are indigenous. We're treated differently within that system. So we're part of the 99%, sure, but we all relate to the 99% differently. And the fundamental injustice on which we live is the dispossession and the destruction of Aboriginal cultures. Aboriginal cultures that they try to destroy, but that continue to be resilient. So Decolonize Montreal recognizes that. We also are a contingent that is trying to recognize the fact that Montreal is vibrant with struggles, community struggles all over the place. CKUT is a great place to learn about those community struggles through its news programming and community programming. There are people organizing every single day in the city for social housing, against gentrification, against racism, against racial profiling. We're organizing in their workplace. So many of us are coming out together and we're seeing each other for the first time, but we really want to emphasize those community struggles. And we're emphasizing two of them. One of them is a march against police impunity and against police brutality. It's next Saturday up at Metro Laurier. It's organized in conjunction with families here in Montreal who've been victimized in the ultimate way by the police, by having a loved one killed by the police. The Villanueva family, the Registre family, the Bennis family, they've all been victimized by the cops, so we're marching along with them in their memory. So the Decolonized Montreal contingent doesn't see the police as our allies. It sees them as a force that get in the way of us having movements that are in solidarity with each other. Also, on November 3rd, there's going to be a meeting in Cannes, France. Does anybody here know what the meeting in Cannes, France is on November 3rd? It isn't the film festival. Anyone? It's the meeting of the G20. And the G20 is basically the executive board of global capitalism. It's that 1% that meet and plan how to exploit people and how to create misery. And they do that using nice words like austerity or reforming the economic system. But it really is about exploiting people. So November 3rd, they're going to be resisting in France. But on November 3rd, we're going to be here on the streets of Montreal at Carré Philippe. If this Occupy Montreal continues, we'll definitely march down here. But November 3rd, there'll be a march here in solidarity with the demonstrations in France, in solidarity with people in Toronto who resisted the G20 last June and July, and also in opposition to the capitalist system, in opposition to the Harper government.
So we're live at the People's Square on CKUT 90.3 FM. This is a live broadcast from the convergence here in downtown Montreal in opposition to capitalism.
People Square at Metro Square Victoria.
Exactement. And we're here with Jaggi Singh. So just the last point, you've been involved in organizing for social justice for many, many years. I'm just wondering if you have any reflections on this kind of outpouring of protests around the world and what it means. A lot of people look to the revolution in Egypt that happened just this past year as a source of inspiration for, you know, the idea that demanding the impossible is possible and is something that we should be doing. So wondering if you have any ideas on this global phenomenon we're seeing.
Well, the global phenomenon that people are recognizing now has been happening in in third world struggles and indigenous struggles all the time. And I think a lot of people are waking up to the fact that people are surviving and resisting all the time. It's amazing to be part of what is real democracy. A lot of people are like, we need to get other people in power and other people elected. Well, this is direct democracy on the street. This is what people were trying to do and did in Tahrir Square in Tunisia. This is what people have done anytime there's been movements for social change. We're preempting funky revolutions, but this is a funky revolution. We should be having a funky revolution. And so I'm inspired, and we're not going to agree on everything. I'm sure a lot of what a lot of us are saying we don't agree with, but at least we're going to start a dialogue and a debate on a whole other set of things that doesn't take for granted what happens in that building over there, which is the stock exchange, or what doesn't take for granted what happens in that building over there, which is Montreal's Trade Center, or they take for granted how we should be running our economic system, or they take for granted that there should be a few people in charge and a few people who run that system. We're starting in a different space, so I hope we continue and we really do vision and dream in the way that people have dreamed all over the world.
Thanks so much for joining us live on CKUT 90.3 FM. We're here in the People's Square at Metro Square Victoria as part of the protest movement that has begun today here in Montreal that has been happening around the world. This is a live broadcast on CKUT 90.3 FM. There are hundreds, if not thousands, of people gathered, so we encourage you all to come down, and we'll be joined by speakers who are involved in the movement until 4 o'clock live at 90.3 FM. We'll be back in a moment. Stay tuned.
Throughout our broadcast, you'll hear the voices of community activists speaking about homelessness, poverty, and gentrification, as well as perspectives on First Nations struggles and related Occupy movements across the world. Stay with us. Come from state money in university. You find yourself in adversity. It's seven.